When Prophet Yusuf reached maturity, his beauty began to attract the attention of a great many women. First among these was the lady of the house in which he lived, in other words, the wife of the Egyptian governor. Before long, the governor's wife made an improper suggestion to him. Prophet Yusuf rejected the woman, however, knowing that this would be a violation of God's laws. He immediately sought refuge in him. The behavior of Prophet Yusuf in the face of this incident is described in the Quran as thus. The woman whose house it was wanted to seduce him. She barred the doors and said, "Come over here." He said, "God is my refuge. He is my Lord and has been good to me with where I live. Those who do wrong will surely not succeed." She wanted him, and he would have wanted her had he not seen the clear proof of his Lord. That happened so we might avert from him all evil and indecency. He was our chosen servant. But the governor's wife was very angry with him. And although he was innocent of any crime, she uttered a great slander against him. She told her husband that Prophet Yusuf had approached her with improper intentions. She demanded that he be punished. They raced to the door. She tore his shirt at the back. They met her husband by the door. She said, "How should a man whose intention was to harm your family be punished for what he did except with prison or painful punishment?" What happened is revealed in the Quran. He, Yusuf, said, "It was she who tried to seduce me." A witness from her people then declared, "If his shirt is torn in front, she speaks the truth, and he has clearly told a shameless lie. If his shirt is torn at the back, then she has lied, and he has clearly told the simple truth." This was in fact an indication of Prophet Yusuf's innocence. The woman had torn Prophet Yusuf's shirt from behind. The significance of that was clear. She had come up behind him as he moved towards the door. At this, the governor realized that Prophet Yusuf was innocent and accepted that his wife was the one responsible. He saw the shirt torn at the back and said, "The source of this is women's deviousness. Without a doubt, your guile is very great. Yusuf, ignore all this, and you, my wife, should ask forgiveness for your evil act. There is no doubt that you are in the wrong."